Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I've got a very special guest with us, Gary Binder, Enterprise Solution and Security Architect from Intel. Welcome, Gary.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Allison.
So, Gary, why don't you just start by providing some background on your experience within the tech industry and your current scope of focus at Intel?
Well, I've been working in the industry for, we'll just say, more than 20 years at this point, doing largely implementations with a focus on information security, a lot of regulatory work. I've worked in healthcare for 7 years, and I hold a variety of security certifications. I'm a certified information security auditor and really like to focus on the whole ecosystem and trying to keep people safe, secure, and compliant.
Now, there's been a tremendous amount of focus in this area from a wide range of perspectives, both from an organizational security standpoint, societal security standpoint. But one of the key topics that's been getting more attention than many is GDPR, which went in effect last week. So can you tell me what GDPR is and why this is so important from a tech sector perspective?
Sure. Despite what everyone may have been reading in the blogs and press releases and so forth, the world didn't end as predicted. Essentially, this is just the beginning. And over the next year plus, we're going to be learning a lot of details that perhaps we didn't have the opportunity to learn previously. But what I like to do with GDPR is really break it down into three different areas of focus. And of course, this legislation is quite long and in some cases quite complex. But I think the three most important things in my mind are that companies are required to effectively protect the personal data of their customers, their constituency, and that really is the number one item that people need to worry about is you have to effectively protect their personal data. We hear about breaches almost every day in the news, and with personal data being stolen and sold and used for a variety of purposes. So that's number one. Number two is putting the control of that data back into the hands of the individuals. And for many, many years, the practices have been, let's collect as much data as we possibly can about individuals, and we'll figure out what we're going to use it for later, or we'll start using it now. Well, this is putting that control squarely back in the hands of the individuals who own that data. And finally, breaches can happen regardless of how much effort you put into protecting it. And obviously, we want to reduce the likelihood. But in the case where a breach does happen, reporting that as soon as possible, immediately, within 72 hours, whatever the number, when it does happen, but a very limited time in which to report that breach.
Now, this is pretty sweeping direction in terms of new legislation. And it's coming from the EU. The EU has a reputation of being more forward-stepping in terms of data privacy. How does this impact what we do in terms of delivering security capabilities as the industry? And how do you see this having impact across the world, even beyond the EU, in terms of setting policy?
GDPR protects information of citizens of the EU, and this is not limited to companies that are based in the EU. This is really covers citizens, in one case they say residents, but citizens of the EU regardless of their location and regardless of the location of the collector or controller of that data. And so the net effect, and I've seen this in IT shops across the world, is that they are not going down the path of collecting citizenship data on their customers or their users. They are basically saying, okay, I'm going to treat everybody the same, and I'm going to adhere to the GDPR requirements and treat everyone with the same controls and the same compliance that my EU citizens get. And in many regards, this is, you know, yes, it is a European Union regulation, but it is very, very broad in its reach, and it will impact companies all over the world. From a technology perspective, I think it's important for everyone to realize that this is not simply a technology play. There is no one vendor, one solution, one set of technology that can bring a company into compliance and satisfy all of the needs of this law, it really extends well beyond that, and it extends into administrative controls, organizational measures, how people behave, how they treat data, and it certainly is a technological component as well, but it does extend well beyond that.
I know that you've been working with organizations on this for a while. Where are organizations in terms of compliance to GDPR, and how has that influenced the hardware and software controls that they've put into place? And where does Intel fit into all this?
I think that readiness varies depending on your definition of the term readiness. And I think, like with many laws, and particularly of this magnitude, that readiness is subjective. And I would say that the nature of the law basically means that, and this is not a, I'm going to get a double espresso with six bags of sugar and I'm going to knock it out of the park and we're never going to address it again. This is a ongoing, continually increasing the focus, continually leveraging state-of-the-art technologies to protect my data. And so it really is a marathon and not a sprint, and it goes on forever. From an Intel perspective, we certainly have a variety of technologies that can be applied to help protect the personal information that controllers and processors maintain, collect and maintain, and analyze. And we like to talk about the cryptographic acceleration technologies. These are things that essentially allow you to protect data at rest, protect data in transit, and even protect data in use. Intel provides a variety of technologies such as AES-NI. This is AES new instructions that do encryption and decryption acceleration, making it nearly a non-impact kind of control. We have SGX, the software guard extensions, quick assist technologies, and this is a technology that will almost completely offload encryption, mostly for transit, but other applications apply as well. And Intel technology does not ensure legal compliance with GDPR, but we definitely believe that we're a big part of that picture, and we want to offer help where we can. And Intel acceleration technologies can be a big part of that strategy.
What's next for the industry in terms of movement here?
I think GDPR, as I said, is just the beginning. And I think what we're going to see is the industry, broad adoption, consensus on best practices, I think will continue to emerge. And there's been a lot of these that have come out. I think you're going to see other countries, and the United States is lagging a little bit in some regards, but I think you're going to see other countries embrace similar legislation as we go forward. I think this is going to be the basis for modern privacy legislation going forward. So it'll be more of the same. I think there'll be some implementations that go beyond what GDPR is requiring, but I think there'll be others that adopt it. I think there's a lot of precedent that's going to be set over the next couple of years around conflicting regulations, and there are plenty to choose from, where some regulations will say you've got to maintain your data for 7 years or 10 years or even longer in some cases, and there's a perceived conflict with that and GDPR, and there's been some cases that have gone for resolution that have kind of accentuated that consensus. And so I think we're going to find a settling, certainly in the GDPR space, of best practices and legal precedent. I think we're also going to see more countries take on similar privacy legislation and enforce that.
One final question for you. This interview has been incredibly informative. I'm sure folks online want to learn more. I certainly want to learn more. Where should we go for more information on Intel's site?
So there's some material on Intel's site at builders.intel.com, and you can go there and just search for GDPR. The material that's out there will cover in a little bit more detail the regulation, the law that's been passed and taken effect. It will also cover a little bit of the kind of risk and controls methodology and BKMs that a number of risk organizations have embraced, and ultimately get down to some of the controls that are available from Intel, some of the controls that we've mentioned before, cryptographic acceleration controls, and some best practices around using pseudonyms for data and those sorts of things. And so builders.intel.com is going to provide some more information that should be helpful.
Thank you so much for your time today. It was a real pleasure talking to you. We'd love to have you back soon.
I'd love to be back. Thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.